North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Teamsters, a key union representing over a million members, says it will not endorse a presidential candidate.
Two rounds of internal polling showed most rank-and-file Teamsters favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, but the union's executive board says it didn't secure enough commitments from either candidate to justify an endorsement. In particular, Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says neither Trump nor Harris promised they'd honor the Teamsters' right to strike against railroads and airlines. Congress and President Biden last imposed terms to prevent a rail strike in 2022.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Another round of deadly explosions in Lebanon today involving communication devices. The U.S. says it did not know about Israel's plan. In New York, Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to a new charge by a woman claiming he sexually assaulted her in 2016. And the Federal Reserve slashing interest rates by 0.5%, the first cut in 4 years. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One person was killed in a single-vehicle crash in Polk County in the early hours of Tuesday morning. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 2:15 a.m. on County Highway E in the town of Georgetown. Authorities say a pickup truck that was traveling north crossed over the center line and ran into a ditch before hitting a power pole. The driver of the truck was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Officials have not shared any suspected causes of the fatal crash. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited the University of Wisconsin-Superior on Monday. Governor Evers used the visit to welcome students back to the campus and promote his plans to increase funding for state colleges and universities. His plan is to increase funding by $850 million in his two-year budget. The proposed increase was made in response to the closure of a number of branch campuses, layoffs, and funding shifts. State Republicans are expected to fight the increase as they have in the past. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I would say that he was pretty relatively calm throughout the course of the entire game. And, you know, when we did ask him to do certain things, he was able to go out there and execute. So that definitely gave us confidence, especially as the game wore on.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a couple of storms possible, mostly cloudy and lows in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms. Some could be strong in the afternoon and evening. Highs into the low 80s. Mostly sunny and pleasant Friday, high upper 70s.
Right now it's 80.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic
on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can join us on the lines here anytime. Talk or text. It's toll-free, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I know lots of folks are tuning in because, of course, we have the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest here at Civic Media. And this is an hour that we give out a new fancy word for you to play along with. And today's word, if you want to win an hourly prize, is one winner per hour, 100 cash or gold jewelry. The grand prize, everyone's waiting for this one, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd, against the New Orleans football team. Today's word is seat. Today's word is seat. So go download the Civic Media app. Pick out your favorite Civic Media station. Hopefully that's the one you're listening to me on right now. Do it now and text the word seat for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Seat. And I'm super pleased, sitting in the seat across from me at the studio right now, my friend Matt Rothschild. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me on again. It's always fun to be with you.
I love it when you fill that seat, Matt. Matt, thank you for joining me. A lot to get to today, and we're certainly going to have a good time. That's what we try to do. But I realized, you know, we've known each other quite some time, and then I think, well, man, we bounced around, and things have happened over the course of the last, I don't know, 13 years of radio. And maybe some folks out there may not have a full understanding and appreciation of who you are, what your background is, and why you bring so much to this program. So, Matt, I want to give you a little opportunity. Where you're from, and what did you do, and how's things now?
Well, I came to Wisconsin about 40 years ago to work at the Progressive Magazine as a young associate editor, and then I stayed long enough to become editor and publisher.
And you came from where, Matt?
I was born in Highland Park, Illinois, the northern suburbs.
All right.
And then after college, I worked for Ralph Nader for a couple years, which was a lot of fun. I had a nightmare about him last night, so maybe it was stressful too. You know how those work nightmares go.
They never work out how they should, man.
No. And then I came to Madison and worked under Irwin Knoll, the legendary old editor at the Progressive, and then worked as editor and publisher there for the better part of the 32 years I was there.
Wow.
And then I left to become executive director at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, where I worked for 8.5 years on trying to ban gerrymandering and get money out of politics. We succeeded in the first part, largely. The second one's a little harder.
Took you long enough, man. Yeah. The second one takes a little longer. The Progressive, a historic publication.
Very much so. 1909, founded by Fighting Bob La Follette, the great progressive governor and senator from the state of Wisconsin.
Wasn't he Republican first, and then he became a progressive, quote-unquote?
Yeah, he was a Republican. He was a progressive Republican. Then he ran as an independent in 2024. He ran several times for president. It was kind of like Ralph Nader that way.
1924.
Okay. Yeah, not 2024. Hello. 1924. He was very brave. I think his finest moment was in 1917 when he opposed U.S. entry into World War One, when there was a ton of jingoism going on, a lot of warmongering going on. He said it wasn't a good idea. And so he was anti-war, anti-imperialism, and he defended freedom of speech. And people were getting imprisoned just for opposing the war and opposing the draft.
Yeah,
and he supported them.
Those are different times then, Matt, in all sorts of ways, right?
Yeah, and I hope they don't come back. And so he really, you know, laid out what it means to be a progressive in a lot of ways, being anti-war, being pro-civil liberties, and also pro-democracy. He was the one who pioneered direct election of our senators, because before it was done by smoke-filled rooms, you know. So he was very much a pro-democracy leader and visionary.
And started this publication that still continues to this day.
Yeah, I mean, how many magazines have been around since 1909? Not a lot of them.
Not a lot. So, even my beloved Mad magazine isn't published anymore, Matt.
Yeah, so and my hat's off to my successors over at the Progressive for keeping it going. It's just, it's a landmark in Wisconsin and nationally for progressive politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt Rothschild. Okay, so after years at the Progressive, you went over to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And I think that's when we first really started hanging out. What precipitated that move, and what was your mission there?
Well, you know, I wanted to do more local stuff, because at the Progressive, it's everything. It's international stuff, it's national stuff, it's statewide stuff. And so I wanted to focus more on local statewide politics here in Wisconsin. Mike McCabe was leaving the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
That's right, Mike, yeah, yeah.
And so there was an opening there. And so my goal at the Progressive was to get from to get to 2009, where we could have a 100th anniversary celebration. So I did that, and then I hung around for a couple of years looking for a door that I could escape out of, because being publisher there wasn't an easy task, because we were terribly undercapitalized, and doing a lot of personnel stuff wasn't my favorite thing either. So I was looking for a kind of lateral move, and got it, and was thrilled to be at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and, you know, doing fun things over there, like testifying at the Capitol on bills to ban gerrymandering, bills on campaign finance reform, and other pro-voting law, bills, and then opposing the crazies in the Wisconsin legislature under the rigged maps, you know, having to deal with Voss and Lemieux and those folks.
All right. Now, didn't WisDC.org, I believe Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, have like a kind of a database of really paid attention to the money in the politics, Matt, right?
Yeah, that's the unique feature of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. There are many pro-democracy organizations in Wisconsin that are doing great work, like League of Women Voters, Common Cause, and a whole bunch of others. But the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign tracks every dollar in spending in Wisconsin for statewide races and state assembly and state senate races. So if you want to know who's donating to, you know, the person who's running for governor or state Supreme Court or attorney general or state senate or state assembly, go to wisdc.org and just put in you know, the name of the person you think is donating to this candidate, or put in the candidate's name, and you see all the donors. So it's a wonderfully transparent place to figure out who's getting all the money,
at least in that part of it. Now, the dark money giving, a little more shadowy, right? We can't really track those things.
Yeah,
publicly.
I mean, and that's why we advocated for at least disclosure of the donors to these dark money groups. Now, dark money groups are these so-called issue advocacy groups that are bogus. They're not just about issue advocacy, but they're running an ad in the middle of an election saying, call up Governor Evers and tell him to stop being such a dirty scoundrel. Or here's his number, 608, whatever. And of course, that ad is telling people not to vote for Governor Evers, but they don't have to disclose who their donors are.
Because they're not specifically advocating for one position or the other. Just a general information for you folks.
Yeah, the loophole is, as long as you don't use the words vote for or vote against, you can be an issue advocacy group. And so you don't have to disclose. It's ridiculous.
And some
it's
of
insane.
Those organizations are also, their donations can be tax deductible if you're like an education. It's astounding, certainly. As mentioned, the maps, we've got the new maps here now in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's going to be a much more competitive cycle this time around. But the money in politics, as you said, not really making much headway there. What do you think needs to happen for us to actually get some traction in that topic?
Well, it is a real hard problem. Part of the problem stems from a bunch of U.S. Supreme Court decisions, most notably Citizens United in 2011. That said corporations are persons, money is speech, and outside groups can spend just as much as they want to tell you who to vote for and who not to vote for, so long as they're not, working with the campaign itself.
Coordinating with the campaign.
And that's defined real loosely. So, and usually it's the chief of staff of the candidate who goes over and runs this independent expenditure group.
Right.
And
so
it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors. But that's one decision that's got to be overturned by, you know, a different U.S. Supreme Court. And, of course, there are things we can do here in Wisconsin. The Republican legislature in 2015 changed the law on campaign finance so that now corporations can spend unlimited $12,000 to the political parties, and people can spend unlimited amounts of money to these independent expenditure groups. It used to be there was a $10,000 limit. Now the sky's the limit on how much they can give these groups.
So, and in the state of Wisconsin, I mean, they were very happy to do that, but it seems to have been working against them here recently. I mean, the Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, have been just pulling the money in statewide and nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has proven to be a better fundraising machine than the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Be careful what you wish for, man. Yeah. But either way, I mean, and that's great. Good. I mean, I'm down and supporting the Dems, of course. That's good for now. But still, it's still problematic, man.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be a tug of war between a bunch of millionaires on the left and a handful of millionaires and billionaires on the right deciding who the candidates are and who the winner is. I mean, we all should have an equal voice in a democracy, and we don't have an equal voice when you have big money being thrown around on both sides.
On both sides. Matt Rothschild. And what about now, man? What's the current adventure now?
Well, I'm doing a little work for Civic Media. I sub in for Maggie sometimes when she's not around. But mostly I'm retired and really enjoying retirement. You know, yeah. I'm a crazy bird watcher, which is a redundancy. All bird watchers are crazy to one degree.
I got some family members that are, and I would concur with you, man.
And, you know, I play chess, I play cards, I play tennis. You know, my hobbies get in the way of my hobbies.
And the politics, still paying attention to the politics.
Yeah, I got to tell you what I did this morning. I mean, not this morning, yesterday morning, I was bundling Harris Wall signs with a bunch of other Dane County Dems.
Nice.
If you want to get your yard signs, I know people have been begging for yard signs, yeah, Harris Wall's yard signs. You can now get them from your county Democratic Party. Call them up. In Dane County, the groups that are organized through the county Dems, they have signs. My hands were getting all all dirty from the metal I was using.
Yeah, hard real manual labor there. Yeah, man.
Finally, some real honest work.
Those soft publisher hands you had all these years. Well, Matt, thanks for giving everyone a little bit more background. It's always been a pleasure, man, since the day we met talking. And I've learned a lot from you, of course, from our audience as well. And it's been an adventure. And I appreciate you coming around. We're going to try to do this more on a regular basis, coming in perhaps on Wednesday. So, you know, life and radio and politics, nothing's guaranteed, Matt. So what we do know is you're here today. We'll plan on doing it again next week. And when we come back, we will get into the politics. There's a lot going on. Of course, J.D. Vance was in the state of Wisconsin yesterday. We're going to break down some of those comments. And some of the other topics as well. And, of course, do not forget the Go for the Goal, Green or Gold. Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. The super cool secret word is seat. Matt Rothschild is in the seat. He'll come back with us. Join us on the lines as well, 855-752-4842.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open. You can join us. 855-752-4842. The Go for the Green or Gold text to win statewide contest. Super secret word is seat. As mentioned, sitting in the seat in the studio with me, Matt Rothschild. Thank you for doing so. We talked about... Oh, we got to turn Matt. Here we go.
Always nice to hear a little Springsteen.
Oh, you know, man... All my old classic rock, everyone's getting old, man. I find a little solace in these old songs, man. In troubled times, I just look for a little Bruce to get me straight, man. J.D. Vance, Darkening Our Door in Eau Claire yesterday. We got a little bit of sound from this and some advancing of the conversation, question mark. And I just got to say, Jess, doing the hard work today. Thank you, folks.
Very
she's
welcome.
On the board, on the phones, 855-752-4842, working on the sound. We're going to go out a little bit out of order here. Vance, talking about toning down the rhetoric. Well, that would be a great idea, considering you're the one out there lying about Haitians eating the pets. Let's hear cut number two from Vance, please.
Aye, aye.
I promise I will do my part to tone down the rhetoric, but in particular, the people telling you that Donald Trump needs to be eliminated, you guys need to cut it out or you're going to get somebody hurt. No one has tried to kill Kamala Harris in the last couple of months, and two people now have tried to kill Donald Trump in the last couple of months. I'd say that's pretty strong evidence that the left needs to tone down the rhetoric and needs to cut this crap out. Somebody's going to get hurt by it.
Yeah, Matt, Jess,
yeah.
Tone down your rhetoric.
Tone it down, dude.
Tone it down. The elimination. Now, I was questioning this yesterday when we heard this. Apparently, there was some Democratic politician a while back talking about got to eliminate Trump. Recognized it was a terrible thing to say, didn't mean it, and to kill him, and apologized and retracted those words. I mean, as he should have done. Those are not the kind of words we want to hear.
The thing that gets me is J.D. Vance and Trump and the supporters are saying, we can't, those of us who oppose Trump, who recognize the threat that Trump actually poses to our democracy, we can't say that anymore.
Can't say that, no.
They're trying to muzzle us. They're trying to get us to say, he's just an average, regular politician, and, everyone will play nice
more
after
projection?
The election.
I mean, continued projection from the megas, perhaps?
I think
it's their greatest skill.
I mean, it's all they can do is project and deflect and then scapegoat.
Well, I very much look forward to J.D. Vance apologizing to the people of Springfield, Ohio, and people of Ohio. I mean, he is a senator from the state of Ohio. But let's take him at his word. He'll tone down the rhetoric. But let's hear about his answering the questions about fact-checking Springfield residents. Here's cut number one, please.
Hi, Senator Vance. Katrina Kaufman, CBS News. So a woman who was behind an early Facebook post about the Haitian migrants in Springfield has now apologized for spreading false rumors. You say that you have a responsibility to share what your constituents tell you, but don't you also have a responsibility to fact-check them first?
Well, I think the media has a responsibility to fact-check the residents of Springfield, not lie about them.
Wow! It's that crooked media. The media's got to do it, man.
But the media is doing it.
Well, the media is doing it, and he didn't answer the question.
And there's no evidence whatsoever for the junk he's been throwing out there.
None.
It's just outrageous what he's doing.
Well, he's heard it. He saw it on the internet, maybe a constituent, maybe somebody. But here is the update to the story. The Wall Street Journal, the liberal rag that is the Wall Street Journal. Is this a Rupert Murdoch product? I believe
it is.
Yeah, that same guy that owns Fox News, right?
It's very same.
Okay, I just want to be clear. We're talking about the same people. A few paragraphs from this piece today. City Manager Brian Heck fielded an unusual question at City Hall on the morning of September 9th from a staff member of Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. The staffer called to ask if there was any truth to bizarre rumors about Haitian immigrants and pets in Springfield. A quote, he asked point blank, are the rumors true of pets being taken and eaten, recalled Heck. I told him no, there was no verifiable evidence or reports to show this was true. I told them these claims were baseless. Now, the Wall Street Journal goes on to write, by then, Vance already posted about the rumors to his 1.9 million followers on X, yet he kept the post up and repeated an even more insistent version of the claim the next morning. And that night, former President Donald Trump stood on a Philadelphia debate stage and shot the rumor into the stratosphere. And we all know the famous quote by now, in Springfield, they're eating the dogs, he said to 67 million viewers.
And this is what demagoguery and propaganda are all about. They know it's false. They're going to keep saying it because it helps them. Why does it help them? It deflects attention from the other issues that they're losing on, number one. It puts them on an issue that they're winning on, evidently, or their pollsters say immigration and racism. And so, you know, Vance will say anything to curry favor with his boss. Both of them will do anything to fan the flames of racism. I mean, it's just so despicable. It's just beyond words to me.
The Wall Street Journal continues. Attempts to contain the damage in Springfield were quickly overwhelmed, despite city leaders racing from meeting to meeting, trying to stem the tide. The Ohio State Police were called in to protect local children as they returned to school. A security tower with cameras was erected outside City Hall. 36 bomb threats have been logged as of Tuesday evening. It induces panic and fear and depletes resources, said Heck, the city manager. We're living the danger that misinformation and created stories leads to. Now, Springfield Mayor Rob Rue, a registered Republican, said this. We have told those at the national level that they are speaking these things that are untrue. But he said claims have been repeated and doubled down on. Now, Vance insisted on CNN his past Sunday that his firsthand accounts of the incidents from constituents, but the media paid no attention to the migrant problems until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. And of course, if I have to create stories, Matt Rothschild,
there you go,
so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do. Well, he also claimed in his last statement, well, the media should fact check it. They did. This is the Wall Street Journal. This is Murdoch. These are conservatives coming at you, J.D. Vance.
But he's creating a story. And he's got a story that, you know, we're talking about again today, as we should, because it's just so appalling, this level of propaganda that they're spewing out. And he did more of it again today in North Carolina. I mean, the guy, he can't help himself. He said that the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, were here illegally. So I went to springfieldohio.gov and said, are they here legally? And the answer is yes, in all caps. Haitian immigrants are here legally under the immigration parole program.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. My guest, Matt Rothschild, in studio. You can join us 855-752-4842.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter registration spiked in Wisconsin right after the last presidential debate. State officials say new voter registrations averaged about 2,100 a day between August 27th and September 10th. But in the 2 days after that, the average jumped to more than 7,800. That includes first-time voters and voters who registered again after moving. Teachers in Wisconsin make about 24% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study. Economist Sylvia Allegretto authored the report for the Center on Economic Policy Research.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
She recommends more public investment in schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two men accused of participating in a series of catalytic converter thefts in Bayfield County are facing additional charges in Ashland County. According to law enforcement authorities, 24-year-old Mason Shelvin and 23-year-old Russell Clarimbo are accused of stealing multiple catalytic converters from area businesses, including a car dealership and the Bad River Lodge and Casino, and then selling them to Highland Auto in Ashland in 2022. Shelvin and Clarimbo are scheduled to have their initial court appearances in the coming days. The new owner of the former Anderson Furniture building in Duluth has big plans for its future. Deborah Rochelle and her son are hoping to turn the building into a kind of mini mall with restaurants and shops on the ground floor and short-term rental units on the top three floors. Plans for the future of the building are still in the early stages, and construction on anything wouldn't start until 2025. In the meantime, Deborah is looking for possible future tenants in the building so they can hit the ground running after construction. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Given his penchant for words and his ability to write and perform stinging satire and parody like no one else on TV, you would think the last person producers of the Emmys would want to rile up would be Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. While Oliver was giving his acceptance speech for Best Scripted Variety Show and honoring his family's recently deceased dog, who he credits with being with his family at his wedding through the pandemic and two pregnancies, music was cued to play him off. At first, he tried to talk over the music, but as it crescendoed, Oliver yelled, F you, there you go. Can't wait to see what he says about the Emmys on a future show. Speaking of the Emmys, there was good news in regard to the broadcast, aside from what happened to John Oliver. Viewership was up 54% and reached almost 7 million viewers, which is up from the 75th annual broadcast in January, which saw record low numbers. The 75th annual Emmys were held in January due to the writers and actors strike in 2023. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a couple of storms possible, mostly cloudy and lows in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms. Some could be strong in the afternoon and evening. Highs into the low 80s. Mostly sunny and pleasant Friday, high upper 70s.
It's 82 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Yeah, well, Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open. You can join us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt Rothschild sitting in the seat. In the seat. This happens to be the word of the day, the go for the green or gold. Text to win statewide contest here at Civic Media, the seat. Matt, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
Reflecting on the words and actions of J.D. Vance and the Republicans that are continuing to spew these racist tropes about migrants and immigrants. Apparently, it's catching some folks the wrong way, and this is nothing new. Not in immigration. Not in this country. This has always been kind of a thing. I believe when Vance was up in Eau Claire, we had after the Vietnam, we had a big Hmong population come into the state of Wisconsin, and as a kid, I remember some of the things were saying. Very similar things that the folks are now saying. Well, that's not the folks. It's not the lady retracting her terrible story on social media, repeated by J.D. Vance and the president. These are kids on the playground being kids on the playground.
Yeah, it's not a new trope whatsoever. And Kamala Harris, to her credit, at the National Association of Black Journalists yesterday, was talking about this is nothing new. We've got a history of this in this country that goes back centuries. We've got a history of this with Donald Trump that goes back
decades.
Right. She mentioned again that he wouldn't rent to black folks.
Yeah.
And she mentioned again the Central Park Five.
The president of the United States would not rent. This guy's a billionaire mogul, right? Have lots of properties in New York, would not rent to black people. They coded their rental applications, and they had to do a settlement with the federal government, right?
Yeah, they had a settlement with the Justice Department. He and his dad, like father, like son, neither of them would rent to black families.
Wow.
I mean, this guy's been, racist for decades.
Well, I mean, at least he's consistent in some things, Matt.
Yeah, well, look how he campaigned the first time, right. Coming down the escalator, blaming Mexicans.
Yeah.
And now they're going after Haitians. And it's so disgraceful. When I saw this, I was waiting to hear a reaction from some Haitian Americans, especially the great Haitian American writer, I think the best Haitian American writer alive in the United States these days. Her name is Edwige Danticat. That's Danticat. She's written books like Crick Croc, The Farming of Bones, which is an incredible book, The Dew Breaker, Claire the Sea Light, and Brother, I'm Dying. She took to the page of the Washington Post today and wrote an article. I'm just going to read one paragraph of it. She writes, in August, even before the claims made by former President Donald Trump and J.D. Vance began tweeting that Haitians were eating pets in Springfield, Ohio, an armed neo-Nazi group marched through that city's downtown during the Springfield Jazz and Blues Festival. A Haitian business owner stated during an online town hall held this past week that fellow residents on a neighborhood chat were urging Springfield gun owners to pick up their weapons and solve the Haitian problem themselves.
Wow.
She concludes, despite more than two centuries of Haitian vilification, which she outlined, this moment feels particularly dangerous. That's Edwige Danticat. And, an old wit once said that warmongering is the way Americans learn world geography.
Right.
I mean, if that's true, maybe scapegoating is the way Americans can learn world literature. So if you're in a book club and you want to show some solidarity with Haitian Americans, next month or maybe the month after, choose a book by Edwige Danticat. They're great books, and I'm sure your book club would enjoy them. But look, we need to appreciate people here in this country for who they are, hardworking Haitian Americans in Springfield, Ohio, who are here legally, great writers like Edwige Danticat. This is no time for jingoism, racism, scapegoating. We know the history of scapegoating. Look at the 20th century and find out the history of scapegoating. It doesn't end well.
855-752-4842. Matt, I'm going to go a little mega on you here and just deal with me for a minute. They're never going to read this. You know why? It's in her name. Edwige D. Anticat.
Oh, yeah. They'll figure it out.
Was that a terrible dad joke? Was it
that was really bad.
Okay. It was a mega. I qualified it saying it's a mega joke. They're never going to read. 855-752-4842. She goes on to write in here, and I just want to, you ended at that. There's a little bit more here. People have been empowered to attack us in both words and deeds. Americans are being told that Haitians are a threat to their way of life, that they are here to eat their cats, dogs, and geese and take over their towns, cities, and country. Last year, Rep. Matt Gaetz published an op-ed in the Daily Caller titled, "Don't Haiti My Florida," in which he claimed that a member...
Haiti's a verb now? I mean, come on.
In which he claimed a member of the U.S. Coast Guard told him... You know, here we go. Hey, I was told. You know, I was told. My constituents told me that when Coast Guard vessels approached boats carrying Haitian refugees and asylum seekers, sometimes the Haitians soaked babies in gasoline and threatened to burn them if we board. An egregious libel suggesting child sacrifice, she writes. Like both Trump and Vance, Gaetz also claimed that Haitians carry and spread infectious diseases, including HIV and AIDS. Is there nothing new under the sun, man? Or all the everything's been done? All the songs have been written?
This is all they got, though. They're just getting the crap beat out of them. I mean, here for 8 weeks, we've had Kamala Harris and Tim Walz running a perfect campaign where they're soaring in the polls. This is good news for people who like Kamala Harris and want to see an end to the crazy chaos of Trump. I mean, she's up in every poll nationally. She's up in the swing states. She's up here in Wisconsin. And so what's their recourse?
I saw 538 has her positive now.
Her favorabilities are above water and Trump's are way underwater. And Vance's are underwater too. I mean, so she's doing well. It's still going to be a close election.
Sure.
People need to do their work to make sure she wins and we don't have this racism that's just flowing over us from the Trump-Vance campaign, because literally it's all they have.
And it becomes more clear literally every day when you hear Harris talk about turning the page and we can do better and we deserve better and we do deserve better. We could recognize this as a people. This is not appropriate. This is not how we want to be. I mean, it's sooner or later, they're going to attack you, right? If attacking this person and that culture and that ethnicity and that religion and all that, sooner or later, what do they say? They come for me, man.
First they came for the communists. Now it's first they came for the Haitians. I mean, that's what's going on.
Yeah,
here.
It's just terrible. 855-752-4842. Jess, we do have one cut from the vice president regarding the rhetoric. I believe it's cut number 3. If you would play that, I'd appreciate it.
You cannot be entrusted with standing behind the seal of the President of the United States of America, engaging in that hateful rhetoric that, as usual, is designed to divide us as a country.
Yeah, and she went on to say, as you were suggesting, Dom, that we're better than that as a country. She firmly believes, she said, that we, the vast majority of Americans, want something better than this, that we don't accept this kind of racism and this kind of scapegoating, and we won't stand for it. And we want to turn the page on this and all the other drama and chaos that Trump brings in his train.
The wake is broad, man. You know, I mean, there is a wake of destruction.
I mean, aren't you sick of it? I'm sick of it. I don't even look at his face. You know, I don't want to hear his voice, really. I mean,
me neither. I have to do it every day.
Oh, poor Jessica. In her job description.
Cuts of Trump saying this. What about Trump saying that?
Can you please get us the highlight reel of the stupid things the former president has said in the last 24 hours, please? I know.
I suffered through it during the debate because that was a wonderful thing to watch, the way she dismembered him.
Yeah.
But I'm just so past him that turn the page really makes sense to me.
It does.
I want to get beyond that. I think the vast majority of Americans want to get beyond that. I think young people want to get beyond this 78-year-old man who's frothing at the mouth constantly like a rabid dog. And so turn the page is exactly the right thing for Kamala Harris to be talking about, but also giving us a little bit rosier picture of who we are and who we can be as Americans.
Right. That inspiration, the hope, that no, we're not a failing nation. No, we're not going to hell. Yes, we certainly have challenges. But, you know, it is not going to be the other guy. It's not going to be Donald Trump who's going to, you know, help solve those problems. He is part of the problem. If we can't even get past the reality of whether or not he won or lost the last election, how can he possibly be a serious candidate? And what comes across from the vice president is a sense, not certainly of that hope and that aspiration, but a sense of seriousness. You know, I mean, like she understands what services, she understands what is at stake. And I that comes across with her, the credibility. And maybe I'm just biased. Of course I'm biased. But I've been listening to Trump a long time, man. I've been around a long time, Matt. I can tell when someone's BSing me. I like to think I can. I do it a little bit myself once in a while.
Right. And you saw the seriousness at the debate. Here's a woman who did her homework. You know, right. She prepared. Yeah. She was ready. She was ready to go. And Trump was just up there fumbling around. Just like he was fumbling around with Putin in that press conference where he kissed Putin's ass. I mean, he just, you know, he thinks he can just bluff his way through everything. And that's how he's survived all his life, by, you know, BSing and bullying and threatening people and having his lawyers or daddy's money bail him out of every problem. But he can't do it anymore. And I think people are getting sick of the shtick. I think women in Tulsa and Mequon and, you know, Green Bay and Eau Claire and La Crosse, who are independent or even moderate Republican, you know, are sick of this guy. And when they saw him on stage during that debate, it had to bring back memories of a bad boyfriend or an abusive first husband who would just scream and yell all the time. And, you know, I just think
they're
sick of it.
Angry stepdad. I mean,
father, any of these things.
And I guess that's a great point, Matt. You talk about folks that, you know, may not agree politically on certain things. Okay, that's fine. That's never going to be the case. But what about just a general sense of demeanor and behavior and civility? You know what I'm saying? Competency. It'd be very hard for me to believe that anybody would want to hang out with someone who was acting like that, you know, be it in your church or in your bar or in a place of work. At the gym, man.
Yeah, or, you know, I just want to talk to, you know, traditional business people, Republican small-town business people.
Yeah.
You know, you run a business. You run a business seriously. You do your work. You look at your books. You examine the bank account, and you do your homework. Here's a woman who does her homework. You know, she looks at the books. She studies. She keeps track of things. She's on top of things. This other guy is not. Is that the guy you want running the show? Is that the temperament you want of someone running the show? Or if you're a parent, is this the role model you want for your kids or your grandchildren?
Right. Yeah. And the answer, of course, is no. It'd be very hard for me to believe and have a mega or conservative or Republican, whatever you want to call yourself, a Donald Trump supporter, and tell me that this is how you want someone to treat your daughter. This is how you want someone teaching your son. I don't buy that.
Yeah. And, you know, they'll make excuses. Well, I don't want him to be as my neighbor. That's what Voss said. I don't want him to be my neighbor, but you're going to vote for him as president of the United States?
What?
That's conceding the whole game as far as I'm concerned.
I actually have a little higher expectation for the president of the United States than I do my neighbors. I love my neighbors.
I mean, he should be a good neighbor. He should be like Tim Walz.
Right.
But instead, he's this creepy, angry, vile human being who lies all the time. I mean, you want to want him anywhere near your neighborhood.
Well, and as, what are we, 48-ish days away from this election now, and as it gets worse for him, and, you know, the polling, if you go to realclearpolling.com, they get a kind of a breakdown of all the polls. And if Trump's ahead, they'll say, oh, Trump in Georgia, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Trump by 3, and it says plus 3, has red around it. So you know that's the Republican. Well, let me just tell you, over the last several days here, there's a lot of blue. There's a lot more blue, certainly, than there was when it was Joe Biden. And Donald Trump's not just running for the presidency, Matt. He's running to stay out of jail. We got 1 minute left. How do you think it goes over when a presidential candidate tweets out, truthies out, that he hates somebody?
Yeah, I hate, in all caps, Taylor Swift. I mean, Taylor Swift's better have good security, too, because I'm sure the threats are bad against her. But he's acting like a child. He's acting like a little kid on the playground. He's throwing sand at Taylor Swift's head. I mean,
And for what reason?
Because she didn't endorse him. She endorsed Kamala Harris.
So she's going to vote for somebody else, and therefore he hates her.
Yeah.
What about the 81-some million people who did not vote for Donald Trump in the last election that he lost? Can I assume that he hates them too?
I suppose. If you're a religious person, do you want someone who all caps hate out there for all his followers to see?
This is the Dom Salvi Show. That is Matt Rothschild. The number is 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matinaire on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matinaire on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It is a phone call. A couple of them here, which I thought were interesting. I do not want Vance as president when Trump dies. And Vance is young, too. I would rather have Springfield Haitians as my neighbor than the Trumpster fire or J.D. Vance, says Andrew from Maine. The folks are here, so they were allowed here. They're here legally, under legal status, welcomed in this country, in the state of Ohio, working, supporting local government, supporting local economy. Certainly, when you have that many people, there can be strain on resources. So that should be addressed, either statewide or federal-wide. If J.D. Vance, a senator from the state of Ohio, has some pull, perhaps he should make some phone calls. You know, I mean,
do a little constituent service.
You know, I'm saying this is it seems pretty basic to me, but these folks are working, and they bring up Matt this 11-year-old boy who was unfortunately killed in a car accident. A Haitian hit a bus. Some kids were hit were injured, and they're saying this kid's name. And I don't know if you saw any of this or listened to this.
I saw the dad.
The dad, it. Man. I mean, you know, the heartbreak and the strength that guy must have to be able to get up there and basically say, keep my kid's name out of your damn mouth. It's still a year. It's still fresh, man. It's still fresh.
Yeah, and the mom was almost breaking up. I felt so bad for both of them.
Consequences to this, right? I mean, all the way around the Haitian community, the strain on the resources, the poor family members of the kid who was killed in a car accident. I mean, accidents happen, but right. to use that for your political fodder and your political gain is beneath the office.
I mean, there's no bottom of the barrel here. There clearly is nothing that they won't stoop to. And, you know, I laugh, but it is sick and disgusting.
855-752-4842. That it is. We'll keep it going here. Mark from the SAC, thank you for your patience. Welcome. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks so much, brother. Yeah, I can't. It's kind of ironic. You know, Vance actually saying, well, the media should be fact-checking us, and when they're just condemning the media for fact-checking Donald Trump during the debate. And I thought the moderator showed a heck of a lot of restraint there in fact-checking.
Well, what do you think about the Wall Street Journal fact-checking him, Mark? I mean, this is the Rupert Murdoch. This is the Wall Street Journal, dude.
It's just in the whole thing for the whole Haitian things. I mean, that, you know, for 220 years we've come down on the Haitians because they tossed out the slaveholders back in 1804. And for me, I just hear echoes, and maybe Matt can address this more thoroughly than I can. But I mean, I hear echoes of the language that people used to justify the pogroms in Europe that drove the Jews out of you know, homeland after homeland, and so many of them actually came to this country, contributing to the richness of this country. And with Donald's whole Trump about, you know, deporting, what, 11 million people, is just an, I hear another pogrom coming in, a violent pogrom at that, just like when, you know, in the movie Fiddler on the Roof, where the Russian czar, the czarist,
I'll remember Marcus if I were the rich man.
I was going to break out in song too there, Don.
Thank you for the call, Mark, and a great historical a point, but I would just suggest that perhaps the MAGAs aren't really concerned about history when the Haitians drove the slaveholders out hundreds of years ago. They're just seeing them as black.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it's reminiscent of the pogroms. It's reminiscent of Nazi Germany. I'm sorry to bring that up, but it... The language of that Trump has been using about, you know, contaminating our blood.
Poisoning the blood, right, that kind of.
You know, this is straight out of Joseph Goebbels. And we need to recognize it when it shows up. Because at some point it gets too late. And we got to do everything we can nonviolently and politically to stop it.
And just for the record, identifying those kinds of trends and comparing them to historical fact is not suggesting that anyone wants to assassinate the current president or the former president. These are things that need to be discussed, man. I'm not going to be shut down because, as you mentioned, they want to try to spin this off as, well, you can no longer criticize Donald Trump because everything you do, you're going to, you know, make some people crazy and try to take him out. No, that's not the case.
I mean, we can't say that, you know, he said he wants to be dictator on day one.
He
wants to do things that are against the Constitution. I mean, this is him in his own words, and we're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to tell people the real threat that Donald Trump poses to our democracy. They want to muzzle us all, but I won't be muzzled. I know you won't be muzzled.
Well, to the no, Keith from Middleton, you will have the last word this hour. Thank you for listening. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. The guy before talked about the programs and Europe and so forth was right on the button. The problem is people seem to forget that back in the late 20s and 30s, there were an awful lot of people in this country who did not want to accept Jews into this country.
Yeah.
We went 15 years before we started to accept them back then. Many, many thousands of Jews died in large part because we did not take them in when we should have. I have friends, you guys talking about Trump, I have friends who I've known for a long time as good people and are voting for him. And if somebody can someday explain to me why that is.
Well, they're your friends, Keith. What are they telling you, man?
Dude, it's not just them. I mean, think about all the people you know who are still voting for this SOB, and I will never understand that because he is a piece of human garbage. He is not a human being. He is a
Now we're dehumanizing people. That's also a bad thing.
I know.
All right, but hang on. But have you had
that, but you know what?
Keith, have you actually sat down and with a couple of your friends who are the MAGAs are going to support Donald Trump and have them specify for you, like, why?
I did ask them. I asked them specifically, why do you do this? Why are you voting for? And they go into their rhetoric about taxes.
All right.
And
all right.
Oil prices.
Oh, okay.
And the economy right now, the inflation, things like this. I'm like, guys, you're taking very small segments of a 10-year history of this country and using it very incorrectly. This stuff came about in large part because 2019 and 2020, Trump failed miserably to defend us from this disease that came through, and we had to put money back in the economy. That's what caused inflation. When you put money into an economy without earning it, you're going to create inflation.
And I guarantee you, Keith, they were there cashing the checks. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild, sticking around.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll head a little east of Madison to talk to a candidate for assembly in this week's Women Win Wisconsin, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.